very often when good people disagree passionately about something, it's easy to get distracted, and it is sometimes difficult to keep the conversation on task. I'm going to take just a moment to reply to a couple of things. Patrick said several times that one of the things I said was that if something is to'avah, it is only ritually unclean, and that's not true. I said the word to'avah is used in a couple of different contexts. One is when it refers to something that's taboo or ritually unclean, as in the section of Leviticus that talks about not eating shrimp, not eating certain kinds of meat because they're not kosher, not wearing mixed cloth, etc. However, the sin of Sodom is in a different section of the book where the meaning of to'avah is applied like this. Something is to'avah if it mimics the behavior of Israel's Gentile neighbors. It is the same word used in Leviticus 18 and Leviticus 20. It is used to describe something that mimics Israel's Gentile neighbors and therefore is something they are not supposed to do, like offer their children to Molech, sleep with a horse, tattoos, trim their beards, etc. So Patrick heard half of what I said. He didn't hear the other half, and I want to make sure that that gets cleared up. The other thing, just the comment about Jude talking about the men of Sodom going after strange flesh. The men of Sodom didn't know that those were angels, but certainly the people who wrote the text that we read tonight did. Jude certainly did. And to talk about going after strange flesh means to be trying to have sex with an angel, which I think we can probably all agree is probably not in God's proper structuring of the universe. Gay men and lesbians don't want to undermine the meaning of marriage and family. We embrace it and want to participate in it. We all grew up in families, straight people, gay people, bisexual people. Everyone grew up in a family, some of them very dysfunctional and others quite well-grounded. And we all want the same chance to create families for ourselves that provide intimacy, connection, companionship, support, and avenues for growth. Not all heterosexual marriages are free of sexual sin or other hurtful behavior. But we don't declare bad marriages to be non-marriages. We offer support and counseling, therapy, and the grace of God to make them better. Even if some Christians aren't persuaded that same-sex marriages are consistent with biblical teaching, does that give us the right to try to ban secular marriage rights to gay and lesbian couples? After all, not all heterosexual marriages are Christian either, or even faith-based in another religious tradition. And yet the church doesn't call for a ban on non-religious marriage. I appreciate the invitation to be here tonight and to share the perspective of someone who believes that gay marriage is consistent with biblical teaching. May the Word of God, capital T, capital W, capital G, may the Word of God, Christ Jesus Himself, keep us all. May the fellowship of the Holy Spirit guide us and lead us into all truth. And may the grace of God Almighty make a way where we think there is no way on this issue and on so many others. Amen and amen.